I'm here with Michael Craig-Martin, and we're going to talk about Lightbulb, your fantastic installation and intervention in Folkestone. First of all, I was much struck seeing it by the shape of the work and the shape of the building. So why a light bulb? Why that place? Tell me about it.
Well, the place was chosen for me. I was asked if I would consider doing something in this particular spot. It's a very, it's a surprising spot because there's an intersection of two roads which are not at right angles to each other. They're at a sharper angle. And there's a building that goes around the corner. It's a kind of triangular building at the corner. And this place for the work is in a kind of framed panel that's right on the corner, so that even the surface of the panel is curved to kind of take in the sense that it's holding the corner. So it had limitations because, of course, there is a kind of framing, and I think probably originally it was for advertisements, but then I tried to think about what kind of image I would use, and always when I'm trying to think of that, I'm trying to find one single image that kind of sums things up in some way that's got some relevance. It kind of too much. You can't make it too specific, but it doesn't. I don't want it to feel mysterious or inappropriate. And then I thought of the light bulb because, I mean, a light bulb by the sea is always a beacon, isn't it? It's always a lighthouse, it's always a beacon. And that's a nice thing for biennial, so to have something that represents that kind of beacon, a kind of cultural beacon. But also the light bulb is a classic image of among ordinary objects. But of course, the one I've drawn here is not the classic image. This is a new one of the spiraled green light bulbs, the energy-saving light bulbs. But of course, it makes it a different kind of thing, and it also makes it very contemporary. It's very clearly a contemporary object. 10, 15 years ago, there were no light bulbs that looked like that. So we're clearly in the more or less present day. And that seemed to me to be also very important for a contemporary exhibition, obviously.
I loved the layers of it. I loved the way that this town itself is regenerated, that it's got bits of Edwardian and Victorian. Mm-hmm. And of course, the light bulb itself is something that you very much associate with developments. I loved the way that it relates to early interests of your work and goes back to your talks on things like Jasper Johns and thinking about modernism. But I also love the idea of the beacon and the lighthouse and energy and light bulb moments and all those things.
Well, of course, the light bulbs also have the other thing, which is, you know, a light bulb over the head is heavy an idea, isn't it? So. It has a very, very rich resonance for a single image.
Can we talk about colour? Now, your colours are very specifically chosen, and you have very different colour palettes for different works. And I wanted to just ask why you chose the colours for this one.
Well, I mean, it's very difficult for me to say. I mean, I think I look at the situation. I'm looking at where it is. It's something that's going to be outdoors. It's everything outdoors is big, you can't see it at all. But in terms of the kind of works that I've normally done outdoors, this is actually a very small work, and it's got this heavy framing around it. So it needs to be something that can survive the intensity of the light. So I needed the colors to be quite deep, to be strong colors that are not going to get washed out by excessive light.
I hadn't thought of that. Of course, fading and yes.
Well, of course, I use very good people to print this. The work is made in Austria by the best printers of this kind, and it's, so it should be color fast certainly for the time that it will be there. But the thing about my use of color is I always use the most intense hue of any color I use. And frankly, the idea, part of my realization in my work was that whereas the drawing is always extremely precise and accurate, I don't do any funny business with the drawing, it's exactly what it is. When it comes to color, I allow myself every possible freedom. And the only place I use the color is to differentiate usually between one material and another. So in the light bulb, there is the color of the bulb, and then there's the color of the base, then there's the color of the electric part of the bulb. So you have several different places, but there it's not, so the placement of the color is not illogical, but the actual colors are whatever occurs to me.
When you drew it, you talk about accuracy. Did it go through any changes at all, or was it literally you drew the light bulb and you knew that was the light bulb you wanted to do?
I go to a lot of trouble to find the object that I want to draw. I spend a lot of time working out what the correct point of view should be when you're looking at the image, where it places you in relation to the image. This is completely frontal. It depends on all of those things when I decide on what to draw. But when I come to draw something, all I'm trying to do is to draw it as accurately as I can, so that, I mean, most of the things I draw are, virtually everything I draw is mass produced. And the thing about things that are mass produced is that in a certain sense, they're all perfect, because they need to be perfect, because they need to all be the same. And so there's a kind of sameness that comes from a kind of perfection that comes from trying, from the repetition of making something. If you make something, if you're a potter and you make a set of plates and every plate is made separately, that's not the same thing as going into Selfridges and buying a set of 8 plates, which all, you'd be very surprised if they were all different. So I want my drawings to have that sense of sameness, of non-specificity that's in the object of drawn. The specificity is in the color.
And lastly, the building itself is interesting, because for so many years you've pared down, you're all about surface and illusion and simplification, and here we've got a curved surface.
Well, it's a kind of beautiful spot. Now, one of the other things, of course, everybody else is always more interested in the nature of the image I choose than anything else. Whereas for me, it's particularly when I'm doing something that has an architect, which is in an architectural setting, is how is this object going, this image going to sit in this architectural situation? And I'm not interested in making decorative objects, different decorative images. So I wanted to have an architectural resonance. And the thing that was so perfect about the light bulb is it's a completely circular, round image. We're turning a corner, the object literally turns the corner. It's one side of it is the same as the other. It's just so everything, the symmetry of the object and its curvature is mirrored in the mirroring of the wall in which it's going on.
Thank you. That was great. You gave great interviews, Michael. You just.